The period of tshuva that is ushered in by Rosh Hashanah appears to end dramatically with the crescendo of the blowing of the shofar at the end of Yom Kippurim. The holiday that follows, Chag HaSukkos, appears on the surface to be independent of Yom Kippurim, and if anything, to be opposite in its orientation. We go from the themes of Yira and Inui v'nisim esnaf shoseichem, according to some understandings of Chazal, the attempt to imitate Malachim, standing all day, not sleeping at night, the theme of Baruch Shem Kevod Machuso Le'olam Va'ed, associated with Yom Kippurim on the one hand, into a very different world, the world of Simcha, happiness, and of Teshvu Ke'en Taduru, the world of Chag HaSukkos. In Sefer Devarim, we find references to two types of avoda. There is, of course, Ivdu As Hashem, the theme of Biyira, through awe, as well as the concept of Besimcha Ubetov Lev. In Tehillim, we have contrasting psukim and prakim. In Tehillim Perek Beis, we're told, Ivdu As Hashem Biyira V'gilu Birada, focusing, of course, on the concept of Yira. And at the same time, we also know that there is Tehillim Perek Kuf, where we read of Ivdu As Hashem Besimcha Bo Lefanav Birnana. The question is, what is the relationship between these two types of avoda? The Medrash in Tehillim raises the question, Im besimcha, eich biyira. Im biyira, eich besimcha. The assumption of the question seems to be that yira and simcha are incompatible as methods, as approaches to avodas Hashem. In Chazal, we find several answers to this question. Some suggest that one represents a method and the other the result or the goal. The methodology is yira. The result, ultimately, might be simcha. Amar Rab Abba, Ivdu as Hashem biyira ba'olam hazeh, kedei shetagia li'olam haba b'simcha. In some respects, this is already implied by the formulation in Tehillim, gilu bira'ada. Gila, achieve happiness, through ra'ada, through trembling. But there are others who see these simply as two approaches, perhaps competing approaches, to avodas Hashem. We're told, ivdu as Hashem b'simcha, yachal shalo biyira, Talmud lomar, ivdu as Hashem biyira. In other words, not a methodology and its result or goal, but two different approaches to the concept of avodas Hashem. However, I think that a proper analysis of the nature of Yom Kippurim and Sukkos and the transition from one into the other, that period that connects them, might lead us to a third understanding. And that is the idea that Ivdu As Hashem B'Simcha and Ivdu As Hashem B'Yira are not even competing, but actually are complementary approaches, one of which enhances immeasurably the other. The fact is that if you analyze the relationship between Yom Kippurim and Sukkos, even beginning with the Torah Shebichsav, the Psukim in Parshas Emor, where all of the Moadim are enumerated and delineated, even then, we note that there is a lot that is common between them. In fact, in many respects, the contrast between them underscores the parallel between them, because the contrast is expressed in ways that are similar between these two chagim. A few examples will suffice to illustrate this point. In Parshas Emor, we have two parshios of Sukkah. The first is contained within the section that deals with all of the Yamim Tovim. And then, when that seems to conclude, the Torah beginning with the word Ach starts another section which focuses again on Sukkos and specifically on the mitzvah of Lulav. It's fascinating that the two times in Parshas Emor, in the Parshas HaMoados, where a section begins with the word Ach, which of course is a kind of a jarring beginning, both times, both references are to Yom Kippurim, Ach b'Yom HaAsiri, referring to Yom Kippurim, b'Asar LeYom, and the second time, referring to the second Parsha of Sukkos, which includes Lulav, also begins with Ach. The Ibn Ezra, the Sfarno, and others noted this similarity. Secondly, The entire parsha of Emor is basically integrated through one phrase that the Torah uses continuously. And that is the phrase of Mikra or Mikroi Kodesh. But if we analyze that phrase and how it's used, again, something very striking emerges. With respect to all of the Chagim, with the exclusion of Yom Kippurim, Mikra Kodesh is always linked to Isur Malacha, to the prohibition to do Malacha, with the exception of Heter Ochel Nefesh, on all of the Yom Tovim. This is true for Rosh Hashanah, and for Shavuos, and for Pesach, and so on. With regard to Yom Kippurim, the word Mikra Kodesh is used in an unusual way. The term appears, but it is associated not with the generic Isur Malacha that applies to all Moadim, but it is associated with the specific Kedushas Hayom and requirements of Yom Kippurim. V'nisem es nafshel seichem. The only other time that Mikra Kodesh appears and is treated differently is in the second parsha connecting Sukkos, again, and the Lulav part of Sukkos, with the other Chagim. There, Mikra Kodesh is completely ignored. In other words, the term Mikra Kodesh in Yom Kippur is treated in an unusual way, and the term Mikra Kodesh with regard to the second parsha of Sukkah is omitted altogether. Again, a fact which seems to link Chag HaSukkos and Yom Kippurim. In both Sukkos and Yom Kippurim's delineation in the parsha, the Torah emphasizes the role of Lifnei Hashem. In Pasuk Mem, Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, with regard to Sukkos, with regard to Yom Kippurim, as we know, again, the concept of Lifnei Hashem. Both with regard to Yom Kippur and Sukkos, and not with regard to any of the other Moadim, does the Torah delineate a reason for the Chag, or some reason at least for the Chag. In Pasuk Chavches, Ki Yom Kippurim Hum Lechaper Aleichem, Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, again, the Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem referred to earlier, and the Pasuk Mem Gimel regarding Chag HaSukkos, Leman Yedu Doroseichem, Ki Basukkos Hoshavti Yisbnei Yisrael, Ba'otzia Osam Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's fascinating that Dafka, specifically with regard to these two Chagim, the Torah feels compelled to provide some sort of a rationale, or at least some sort of a direction, as to what is meant to be accomplished by each one of them. And the question again is, why? Why are these two Chagim spelled out? Why are they treated in this different manner? Possibly, though, the theme is the one that I alluded to just a moment ago. Avodah B'Yira, which of course captures the quintessence of Yom Kippurim, and Avodah B'Simcha, which is the primary motif of Chag HaSukkos, are not competitive. They are, in fact, two sides of the same coin. And it's quite possible that the Torah, by treating Yom Kippurim and Sukkos in an unusual manner, one which evokes memory of the other, conveys to us this link, establishes for us that one can't understand Sukkos without understanding what follows, namely Chag HaSukkos, that a better understanding of Chag HaSukkos is predicated upon an appreciation of what took place previously at the time of Yom Kippurim. Two sides of the same coin, each necessary for a full, balanced, integrated, and comprehensive Avodas Hashem. One without the other, the Yira without the Simcha, or the Simcha without the Yira, would possibly not only be incomplete, but inaccurate, imprecise, destructive, and deficient. That complementarity between these two themes is also accented, even explicitly, in the Medrash. The Maran Brachos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, tells us, V'gilu birada b'makom gila sham teher ada. In the place of your joy, there is also found the trembling. And in Tana Debe Eliyahu, Amar David HaMelech, Yirasi mitoch simchasi, v'simchasi mitoch yirasi. And then, of course, he concludes, V'ahavasi al kulam. The role of Yira on Yom Kippur is, of course, obvious. It's the day of Kulal Hashem. It's the day of V'nisim es nafshel seichem, of total dedication and devotion to the Ribbono Shel Olam, even withdrawal from this worldly pursuits in order to focus exclusively. The concept of Yira generally is also one which is obvious. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, Kol Sheyiraso Kodemus L'Chachmaso, Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Rotze Ki'im L'Yira Oso. We have many affirmations in Tanakh and in Medrash, reflected in the Halacha, of the central role that Avoda B'Yira plays. Avoda B'Simcha, perhaps, is less obvious, but is equally prominent and pervasive and central. It, too, is subject, as we see in the context of Sukkos, to the idea of Lifnei Hashem. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, tells us that Ein Nevua, Ein Hashchina Shora, Lo Mitoch Atzvus, Ela Mitoch Dvar Simcha Shel Mitzvah. A precondition for Nevua, for prophecy, and all that it implies as a high level of achievement in Avodas Hashem, is to achieve a proper state of Simcha. Talmud Torah, which is Keneged Kulam, the highest pursuit that is available to man, is characterized, again, as something that is related to Simcha. Pikudei Hashem Yesharim Mesamchei Lev. The Orchos Chaim explains that the connection in the Sheva Brachos between Shakol Bara L'Chvodo, everything is created for Kavod Hashem, and the final bracha, Asher Bara Sason V'Simcha, is based on the idea that Sason and Simcha is critical to tearing down the boundaries and the mechitzos that separate us from the Rabbono Shel Olam, that it is an indispensable component in Avodas Hashem. And indeed, the Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Lulav, explains the centrality of Simcha. The very last halacha in Perek Ches Hilchos Lulav, Halacha Tezvav, HaSimcha sheYismach Adam ba'asiyas haMitzvos u'ba'avas hakel sheTziva bahen Avoda Gedolahi. The Rambam says that Simcha is the basis for Avoda Gedola. V'kol ha'moneah atzmo misimcha zu, whoever refrains from expressing such Simcha, roi lihifara mimenu shenemar tachas asher lo avadata es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha u'b'tov leivav. V'kol ha'megis data v'kol ha'kavod li'atzmo, whoever thinks that he is too superior, that he is too sophisticated to express his simcha in the context of asiyas hamitzvos, u'miskabed be'enav v'mekomos elu chote v'shote. The Rambam says is a transgressor and a fool. V'alzeh hizhir shlomo v'yamar al titadar lifnei melech. The kol ha'mashpil atzmo me'kel gufo b'mekomos elu. Whoever understands and appreciates the value of simcha and behaves accordingly, hu gadol ha'mechubad ha'oved me'ahava. V'chein David melech Yisrael amar, and so on. So clearly, the factors of Yira and the factors of Simcha, each is critical to a proper Avodas Hashem, and these are complementary, not competing values. Indeed, every Yom Tov normally reflects a balance between these two themes. Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. Indeed, there is the famous debate between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer about the proper way to spend every Shabbos and Yom Tov. But notwithstanding that debate, the debate appears to be more about tactics or strategy, how to achieve the result. The concept of balance is, of course, the goal. Although we paskin that balance, occasionally accenting the extremes is a way of establishing the integrity of each method and establishing that indeed they are two sides of the same coin. And that's where the holidays of Yom Kippurim and Sukkos really come into play. The Torah sets each one off with the word ach, as noted previously, in order to establish that they are unique and different from the balance of the other moadim. The ach of Yom Kippurim v'nisim es nafshel seichem and yira, the ach of Chag HaSukkos for simcha and that other theme. As the Ibn Ezra says, the tam ach bavur sheizkir b'parsha shikodem es inu ya nefesh. Osar lihisanos b'chag ha-sukos, kibok suvot b'samachta usmachtem v'hayisa ach sameach. The point of the Ibn Ezra is not only to establish that you can't fast on Sukkos, but to establish that these represent two extremes that need to be looked at, one in light of and in context of the other, ach. Therefore, both transform and transcend the regular notion of Mikra Kodesh. For Yom Kippurim, Mikra Kodesh isn't simply Isur Malacha. the very core of the day is also V'nisem esnaf shel seichem. And in the second section dealing with Sukkos, Mikra Kodesh is dropped altogether so that the full focus on Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem in the context of Lulav, which is a kind of Hallel, can be expressed as well. One could analyze many halachos that reflect this contrast between Yom Kippurim and Chag HaSukkos, but a contrast which accents not only two ideals, but two complementary ideals. Yom Kippur overwhelming the standards of Yom Tov in the direction of Yira, Sukkah projecting them more intensely to underscore the Simcha. One will suffice. We do not say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. The Gemara in Erchin tells us, Sifrei Mesim Uchayim Psuchim Lefanai V'atem Omrim Shira. But the Rambam goes further and explains that in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, that the reason that we don't say Hallel on these days is because they are days in which Ein Bahem Simcha Yaseira. The Rambam goes even further in his Perush Mishnayos in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. The fact is that the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Tefillah, argues that we even say Tachanun on Yom Kippurim. We don't pask in this way, but that is the Psak of the Rambam. And this, of course, should be contrasted very sharply with Chag HaSukkos, where not only do we say Hallel, but we say Hallel, whole Hallel, every single day. The contrast between Chag HaSukkos and Chag HaPesach with respect to this issue. Moreover, the Lulav is linked intimately with the concept of Hallel, as many Mefarshim explain. Yerushalmi explains that the reason that we actually say whole Hallel every single day, the Bavli has a different reason, but the Yerushalmi's reason, is connected to the fact that in the Mikdash, the Lulav was brought every day. And of course, we know that we make the Bracha, at least according to the Rambam, the Bracha for the Lulav is made during Hallel, and of course the Nanuim, which are an expression of both Hallel and Lulav, integrate these themes. The Rambam explains when it comes to Chag HaSukkos, here in Perek Ches Halacha Yudbeis, Afal pi shekol ha-moados mitzvah l'smoach bahen, even though Simcha characterizes every moed, b'chag ha-sukkos hois Hashem b'mikdash Simcha yaseira, sh'ne'amra usmachtem l'fnei Hashem alokeichem shivas yamim. The contrast between ein bahem Simcha yaseira in Hilchos Chanukah in connection to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim and Simcha yaseira only with regard to Chag HaSukkos highlights the idea very dramatically that according to the Rambam, we have here a study in contrasts. In addition to the parallels that emerge from the contrast, one can also discern a continuity of certain themes and a connection between the Moadim and even the small time period that is a bridge between them. Is it merely a coincidence that the shortest time between Chagim is the time between Yom Kippurim and Sukkos? The Beis Yosef explains that we don't say Tachanun during the period after Yom Kippur before Sukkos. He explains that that was the time when the Beis HaMikdash was completed. However, the Aruch HaShulchan and others suggest that it's also linked to the fact that the period immediately following Yom Kippurim, beginning Motzei Yom Kippur, is a period of Simcha that extends from Motzei Yom Kippurim to the beginning of Sukkos, which is then followed by a more intense burst of Simcha through Chag HaSukkos. Perhaps these two are not mutually exclusive. The reason that the Mikdash was completed during that period may have been because it was a propitious moment in time, a moment of intense Simcha linking Yom Kippurim and Chag HaSukkos. Indeed, the Mefarshim all ask why we celebrate Sukkos during this time of the year anyway, since it's connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the Psukim indicate. Various answers are given, but some Achronim suggest that it was intentional precisely to link Sukkos with Yom Kippurim, because the context of Yom Kippur enhances Sukkos, and because the follow-through with Sukkos is something that gives greater meaning to Yom Kippurim. And indeed, it's fascinating that the Shulchan Aruch speaks about the halacha that one should begin to build the sukkah in the immediate aftermath of Yom Kippur, Motzei Yom Kippurim. The Farshim ask whether or not this is simply based on Zrizin Makdim and the Mitzvos, and if so, why couldn't one have begun the building of the sukkah even before Yom Kippurim, in theory? On the contrary, As some Farshim note, it might have been a good schus, a way to build up credentials going in to Yom HaKippurim. But there are some Farshim who suggest that one dafka should begin the building Motsa Yom HaKippurim. And the question is why? Moreover, in the Shulchan Aruch, this halacha is brought in two places. In the end of Siman Tov Reish Chaf Dalet, which is the end of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, and the beginning of Siman Tov Reish Chaf Hei, which is the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah. There are some small, subtle differences between the two formulations, but it's still striking that the Shulchan Aruch found it necessary to advocate the beginning of the building of the Sukkah in the aftermath of Yom Kippur twice, one in the context of the other. But I'd like to suggest that perhaps the theme that is being conveyed here is that the beginning of the building of the Sukkah and the aftermath of Yom Kippur is a double kiyum. It represents a fulfillment and a culmination of Yom Kippur itself, because a proper Yom Kippur leads into Sukkos, and that's why it's the last halacha on Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. At the same time, it provides the proper context and introduction to Sukkos. It's the first halacha in Hilchos Sukkos. It tells us that without Yom Kippur, Sukkos could not achieve its goal, its aspiration of Ivdu as Hashem b'Simcha. And from this perspective, the challenge that we face is the challenge that is reflected in L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, which we begin already Chodesh Elul, but we only complete in the aftermath of the holiday of Sukkos. Again, binding this period together, establishing it as one integrated whole. The theme of Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayoi Lachzos Benoam Hashem Ulevaker Beheichalo. This can be accomplished with the proper attitude and understanding of the Chagim, both through Avoda B'Yira and Avoda B'Simcha, and with the special opportunity of this period to do them in an integrated fashion, each which enhances the other. May we all be Zocha to understand the Chagim, to achieve the goals of the Chagim in this manner, to increase our own Avodas Hashem.